Hey, this is MuckDog from themoneygoround.com. It's Thursday, March 6th, 2014. Hey, how you doing? Thanks for listening. I do appreciate it. Hey, how about that stock market? The March of the Bulls continues. S&P's at all-time highs. Dow had a good day today. NASDAQ fell down a little bit. Biotechs, right? Blame the biotechs. The biotechs have been carrying the NASDAQ and having a great run here. So maybe they're due for a little bit of a pause. Maybe we're seeing a little bit of rotation around today. It is what it is. But pretty good. Pretty good day in the market. You know, when's the last time we had a couple days in a row down? I mean, buying the dip has definitely been working. It's certainly been a long time since we've seen seen a couple down days in the market. It's been amazing. And the week, the news earlier in the week about Korea, that was last year's trouble. The news about Russia and Ukraine, that seems to have taken a back seat, right? I guess John Kerry rode in on the white horse and saved the day. The fear of John Kerry caused Russia to just call the whole thing a military exercise. But the results of all that is Crimea, which is kind of the area that they mostly care about, although you know they want to control all of Ukraine with their own friendly government that's not pro-West, right? They want a government that's pro-Russia, but they wanted that Black Sea port. That's the most important thing. But there was no chance that they're going to allow Ukraine to go to the West. So we'll see how that goes going forward, but I don't think it's going to go against Russia at this point. But in the big picture, how much does it affect world economies? Not a lot. Not a lot, really. I mean, Russia might have also backed down a little bit because, there's nothing for them, nothing to their advantage to have bad relations with the West, with the United States. I mean, there's a lot of money involved, right? So it seems to me that they would mostly be interested in money, in addition to their own sphere of influence. But, money walks awfully carry a big stick, and that stick is made out of money. Not bitcoins, money. Really, real money. My market position it hasn't changed a lot. I'm still trading around. If you're following the blog, you know I've taken some positions in the Russian stocks, which I still have, Yandex, and what's that other one? Kiwi, Q-I-W-I. So I'm still in those, but should have been trading around a little bit more, but yeah. And I've also taken a little position in Dang Dang, which has had a huge run, pulled back a little bit today, or sort of pulled back a little bit today. That's another stock, kind of interesting. We'll see how that goes going forward, but I'm totally going to trade around those. I'm not thinking long-term with anything right now. I still have mostly a cash position, which has not served me well since I went to cash. Right? Take a look at some stock prices that grabbed my attention. Pixelworks. Hey, it was only up 87.5% today. Did you have that one? Pixelworks. PXLW is the ticker. It's up to $9. It was up $4.20 today. Volume was up 6,000%. That's a big jump in volume. And the reason, well, they revealed some relationship with Apple, right? And you think about what they do. Pixelworks is a technology company related to video displays. So is there Apple TV coming out? Or something, right? I don't know. But anyways, that was a huge jump in that stock. Something to kind of watch going forward. Is that something to own? Some of these stocks, some of these companies have made a big bundle off of being related to Apple in some way or another. That one jumped out at me. BJ's Restaurants jumped out at me. Who doesn't like BJ's? Going there tonight, as a matter of fact, for dinner. His volume was up 500%. The stock itself up over 21% today. Activist investors. Get the credit for that. Activist investors. Some of the usual culprits on the big list. World Wrestling Entertainment's on there. They were up 9.9% today. I don't get it. I'm just not a huge wrestling fan. But I guess it'll have to go without me. Cena was up over 8% today. Pretty big moves. On the bottom, let me scroll here on the bottom of the list of my watch list. some nasty ones here. Staples, SPLS. Staples was down 15% today, down to $11.35. You know, I think some of these big box stores where you have an alternative to shop online, and you know, we're seeing it with Staples, with heck, Radio Shack too, right? They've been tanking. I don't know how Office Depot's doing or whatever, but all those companies, it's they're just showrooms, and we're buying our stuff electronically. We're buying our stuff over the internet. There's a lot of stuff. You know, you can always search the highs and lows. There's always a bunch of names in here. I'm only going to go over the... well, actually, maybe I'll just be done. I'll be done with that. But, that's that. It is, it's Thursday. We have the jobless claims came out less than expected. You know, that's kind of a good news situation at this point. It wasn't that long ago when the jobless numbers came out. If it was a positive number, people were afraid that the Fed would raise rates or end their QE. But now we know that the Fed is on a slow and steady course. And heck, now this Fed might surprise us with not tapering, keeping the QE going, keeping the bond purchases going. So with that kind of baked into the cake, it does look like the economy is improving. The job numbers tomorrow will be interesting. But you know, how accurate are those? So we have the non-farm payrolls tomorrow. We'll learn what the unemployment rate is. We'll also hear about the labor participation rate, which is pretty weak, but nobody seems to care about that. Yeah, after hours, you know, I saw Safeway was taking a poke. They're going to be bought out by somebody. And apparently they don't like the deal, or the investors don't like the deal. There it is. It was down, last I checked, it was down about 4% on pretty big volume, almost 2 million shares trading after hours. Again, that was about a half hour ago, actually maybe even an hour ago now. Gap, GPS Gap, not doing well after hours, also down almost 4% on over half a million shares after hours. That's not good. Quicksilver, remember those t-shirts, bathing trunks? I don't know. I used to have some back in the day, kind of like members only. Yeah, that's not doing well either. Is anything big, a lot of volume poking out? I don't see. Kihu is down, it's only down percentage-wise, not even 2%, so that was down a little bit. It's had a pretty big run. Skull Candy was up huge after hours. It was up $1.48, almost 20% on over 200,000 shares trading, and they make headsets. Have you had a Skull Candy headset before? I have. Mine broke pretty quickly. IMGN, it was up as well. Lighter volume. And anything else? Pixelworks is up still. Up even more after hours. Hope you had it. Hope you owned it. So that's it. You know, we had the first of the month, and it's been a while since the first of the month was up, right? It's been month after month where the first of the month is down, and usually expect the first of the month to be up as the 401k contributions hit, and that hasn't been the case since November, kind of going against the trend. We haven't had a double back-to-back day of negative stock market for quite a while. Everything's trading above, well, everything. All the indices are trading above the 50-day moving average, above the 200-day moving average. Everything you'd like to see in a bull market. Sentiment, I mean, you know, I'd like to say sentiment is overwhelmingly bullish. I think it is, but I don't know if that's just me, you know, trying to get a contrarian edge and looking at things and saying that everybody's too bullish, investor sentiment's too crazy, and that, you know, we're due for a reversal. I mean, obviously the market's not going to go up every day forever, right? We know that. We know there's going to be corrections and bear markets going forward, something more than 5%. This, on the 9th, which is just a few days away, on the 9th, it's going to be the five-year anniversary of the bull market, of the bottom in March of 2009. And it's just been an amazing run. And they don't last forever. But at the same time, You can't fight the trends. Just because historically this has happened or that's happened, because the first of the month is usually up, you know, doesn't mean it's always going to be. I heard somebody say, you know, 14 out of the last non-farm payroll reports, which is tomorrow, have been up. But that doesn't make any difference. It was, you know, 14 out of 15 or 12 out of 13 or, you know, 5 out of 10 or... It's, you know, because history is only... It's in the past. I mean, you have to have the ability to predict the future. And can anybody really predict the future? Not 100% of the time. We're just trying to gauge risk. And I would say that the risk is for a pullback. And as I've mentioned on the blog and I've mentioned in the audio boos, I am not afraid to get whipsawed or miss a little bit because I don't really want to get hit by a bear market because you know one's coming. I've gotten hit with those before. And I'm at the point in my life where I don't really want to get hit by a bear market. So if I'm in a holding or if I'm in something that gets yanked below, you know, a sell rule, a 50-day moving average, or an 8%, or I'm not going to use any fast number, but you know what I mean. Some kind of high volume sell off where, you know, you've lost a certain percentage of money. It's like I don't care if I get out and lose money because at this point I just don't want to have a position that goes way south of the border on me. So that's where I'm at. So I've been watching. I actually watched a spring training game the other day. The Dodgers playing and losing to somebody. It was kind of fun. I enjoyed, although no Vin Scully. I love Vin Scully, but it was whoever the Charlie Steiner. It was Charlie Steiner who is no Vin Scully, but entertaining enough. And it was fun to watch it. I love the batting practice jerseys that the teams are wearing. The Dodgers have the blue ones, and I know the traditionalists say you got to have the white jersey with the blue Dodger lettering, but it's nice to see the blue and the different colors, and I'd like to see some of those during regular season. As a matter of fact, I just bought a black Dodgers jersey. It's black with blue lettering, just to be a rebel. The gangster look, right? But I thought it looked pretty sharp, and it'd be kind of fun to see teams come out in different uniforms once in a while. I know other teams do. The Dodgers typically don't. I don't even know if they have. But it's kind of fun to see something different. And heck, it's a way for them to sell stuff. I just bought some stuff, so... I didn't buy it at Radio Shack. Anyways, well, hey, I hope you're having a great one.
And today's music from PodSafe Music at MusicAlley.com is The Storm with The One and The Many. See ya.
Let's hang our lives on the line. As we glide across this surface, don't go breaking rules you make. Brace for the fall, man. Woke up this morning. What did you say? Almost a kill over. I thought I heard it all. I thought I heard it all. Yeah. Drinking, pick a fight.